good morning. It is so good to be in God's house today, isn't it? The sun is shining. I loved it. It was like 63 this morning when I got out. It was great. I love cooler mornings, and just grateful for that. I had something I wanted to mention about that wedding that's coming up, and that is going to be, what date was that again? That was the 25th. Yeah, 5 o'clock. It's going to be right here. They want, Jason and Janet want you to know that you're invited. And but I wanted to point out they're going to do something special at their wedding. And this is the honeymoon fund? Is that what it is? Okay, so this honeymoon fund, so in lieu of bringing gifts, because who needs 3 toasters, right? I'm being silly. But they are going to be doing, in lieu of those gifts, they're going to be doing this this little contest between the two of them, and so, basically, what it is you're going to pay for one of them to get a pie in the face, and that's cake. I'm sorry, cake. And so all 5 of the kids are going. Each one of them is going to put a cake. I'm sorry, in the face of the. The one who loses, or is it wins? Okay, so in other words, if you want Jason to get the cake in the face, you will put money in there. Okay, so you need to make sure to ask in case you forget that day. Make sure you get it straight. Okay, she's got it covered, and that's going to be fun. I can't wait. Evidently there's going to be cake to eat too. You might have to get off the floor, but cake's going to be all over, I guess. So anyway, I wanted to pass that along to you. I am excited. Mike mentioned it earlier. We at today's Communion Sunday, we're going to receive and partake of communion together here as we get ready to conclude here in a little bit after I bring the word. So, without further ado, we're going to look this morning at I've titled this The Bridge, and I want to I'm going to share a few pictures with you before we get there. I'm going to share a definition of what a bridge is. A bridge is a structure spanning and providing passage over a river, chasm, road, or the like, and so. A bridge provides that passage from one place to another place, doesn't it? Over something that is not as easy to travel on. And so I have a few pictures for you. One of those pictures you will recognize. The other two you probably will not recognize. The first one, anybody know what that one is? That's the swinging bridge. One of our wonderful trails here in Warsaw. And anybody ever driven over this bridge? Yeah? A few of you have. I have not, nor do I want to. I can only imagine. The next bridge is, this is the longest bridge in the United States. We have a mile-long bridge here in town, just outside of town, rather. And that's a mile. Anybody ever hold your breath over that whole bridge? Yeah. Not yet. You might this afternoon. Well, this on the screen is a picture of this bridge. It's a double bridge, and this is at Lank Pontchartrain Causeway Bridge, and this is 24 miles. This is located in New Orleans, Louisiana, and so that's a 24-mile long bridge. Can you believe it? Can't hold your breath that long unless you're going real fast. And then in the next slide, this is the longest bridge in the world, and this one is really not for cars, I believe. My understanding is this is a railway bridge. And this bridge, believe it or not, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. It's located in China, and this bridge is over 100 miles long, 102 miles long. It cost $8.5 billion to build this bridge. 100 miles worth. And if you break that down, That's basically $51 million per mile. I would just take 100 of those. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Long bridge. I don't. Some people are terrified to go over bridges. I'm not, but we understand boats have to go through those and whatnot. But I want to point out another bridge to you on the next slide. This is what the cross is. And anytime we talk about the cross, really what we're doing is we're talking about Christ. Because really the cross was just a piece of wood. But it was made special because of the one that was on it. Right? And so today I want to talk about how Jesus is the bridge. What do you mean, Pastor? A bridge for what? Well, I will get there in a moment. But this bridge here, this bridge, the cost of this bridge was the life of the Son of God. This is the longest bridge in the universe, spanning from earth to heaven. We're going to talk about that this morning. If you have your Bibles, I'd like to see if you would turn to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at verses 13 and 14, where Jesus says, he talks about a road, he talks about a gate. He says here, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. So, do all roads lead to heaven? No. No, they do not. No, they do not. All roads do not lead to heaven. Jesus said you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. Or only, let me substitute it, only by way of the bridge, which is the cross. He continues and he says, the highway to hell is broad. It's really wide. Now this is the highway to hell. It is very, very broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. So what do we learn out of this scripture? Jesus is helping us to understand that there is a specific way to heaven. Not many, but one way. One. Jesus is also helping us to understand that not everybody will be there. That stinks, doesn't it? I didn't make it up. But what is really cool is that it's available to everyone. Heaven is available to everyone. But unfortunately, many will choose, see that word right there? Many will choose to not go there. Huh? Yeah, it's kind of hard to fathom, isn't it? Many will choose to not go to heaven. Verse 14, but he continues and he says, but the gateway to life, and this is the cross that he's describing. He says elsewhere, hey, you've got to take up your cross and follow me. That means it's going to cost you something. Following Jesus is free. Salvation is free, but it will cost you something. In other words, we can't buy or earn our salvation, but to continually follow Christ, it will cost something. It will cost friendships, potentially. It will even potentially cost money. Because sometimes you have to pay more by being honest. And it's worth it. By not lying about a situation. You end up having to pay more. But it's okay because God's blessings come back around for doing the right thing. God's faithful. But the gateway to life is very narrow. That gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult. See, there it is. Again, it's going to cost you something. It's not always easy. It's not always pain-free. Because guess what? We learn from pain, don't we? Maybe your parents spanked you when you were a child. That's because your ear is connected to your brain. You learned. Hopefully. You learned. And pain helps us to learn, doesn't it? But here he says, the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Can you show that picture of the cross as the bridge? See, look, you may not be able to see this real clearly, but this right here is that broad road, that wide highway. Look at all the signage there. Hey, come this way, go this way. Where does it go? It goes toward hell. But Jesus said, but the way to heaven is narrow and only a few find it. This road is completely full of people, or this one has really only a few handful of people on that. And it just helps us to understand what Jesus was saying here. What he was saying was, guys, I'm the gateway. I'm the bridge. I'm the way that you can get to heaven. But how can you say that your way is the right way? I didn't say it. Jesus did. And anybody else that says that their way is right, I would challenge you to ask them if they rose from the grave. Right? Jesus rose from the dead. He's not there. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. That's pretty arrogant to say that your way is the only way. Your way is the right way. Well, then take it up with Jesus. He said it. But I believe it. And today, that's the message that I'm proclaiming. There can't be many ways. There can't be. There's one way. Jesus said it right here. He also said it in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, I am the way. I am the bridge. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. I'm the bridge. I'm that bridge that you get to heaven by. It's got to go through me. The road is right here. You've got to come this direction. And we're going to look at another scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Paul, an apostle, follower of God, he's writing to a young minister named Timothy, and he says, for there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man, Jesus Christ. Here is Jesus in action, being this bridge. Jesus, as we know, he stretched out his hands to be placed on the cross. And really what he was doing was he was taking the hand of mankind, that would be you and me, and taking the Father's hand and working to bring us together, wasn't he? And that's why this bridge is so, so important. Because only through that bridge, only through Jesus, can any one of us come to God the Father. But when we do, and guess what? We gain a whole lot. We gain the Father. Jesus is that mediator. He's that one that stood in the gap. He's that one that stood in the middle and in between to help bring reconciliation to both parties. Because there was a problem. Reconciliation is only needed when there's a conflict and a problem. Boy, is there a problem in our lives, isn't there? It's called sin. Not very many people like it when you point out their sin. I don't. But it's a problem that every one of us has to face and has to deal with. But can I help you understand the good news that Jesus already dealt with it? And we simply just surrender our lives to Him. He's the bridge. When we go through Him, then guess what? We have the Father. And we're on our way toward heaven and toward the Father for eternity. Praise God for that. I want to take you to another scripture. And before I get to this one, I want to share. We sang a song earlier titled, Take Me In. And so I want to take you to that day of that day when Jesus was crucified. We're gonna partake of communion here in just a little bit. That day that Jesus was crucified was a very, very important day. And it was important. I want to point out one of the reasons it was important, because Jesus was wrongly accused. He went up onto that cross when it should have been you and me. It should have been us up there taking that penalty, but instead he took it for us. Wow! It's incredible. It blows my mind every time I think about it. But Jesus, up on that cross, they nailed him to the cross, and then they stood him up, and hours later, it's almost over, and Jesus, it becomes so difficult to hold yourself up, muscles cramp up, and you can't, you begin to where you can't breathe, because you can't exhale and inhale any longer. And it was his last breath. Jesus breathes no more. And the Bible tells us that in the temple, there was certain aspects, certain different parts. Okay, there was this outer courtroom area. Then there was this inner, more inner room called the holy place. Beyond that was this inner room that nobody ever saw. One day a year, one time a year, the high priest went in there to make sacrifice and an atonement for the people's sin. Once a year, that was it. That was the most holy place. But what separated the holy place from the most holy place was a curtain, a veil. That moment that Jesus breathed his last breath, that veil, the Bible tells us, that veil was torn in two. What does that mean? That means that now, through Christ, the bridge, we have access into the presence of the living God all the time. We don't have to wait on a priest. We don't have to wait on any sacrifice. Jesus is and was the sacrifice. Because of that bridge, Jesus is that one, that mediator. And he creates a relationship with the Father for us. Okay? So we come to God the Father through Christ. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on that cross, that veil again was torn. We get to go right in. Matter of fact, Hebrews talks about it in at least two different spots. Go check that one out. That's New Testament. Hebrews is a New Testament. And so this is very, very important, because now we have access to the Father. We don't have to wait for a high priest. Jesus is that high priest. We don't have to wait for another sacrifice. Jesus was the sacrifice. Okay? It's important stuff. And so let's go now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And as we go there, I want to point a few things out to you in this passage. But I want you to know what's coming in just a few minutes. Before we do communion, I'm going to give you an opportunity today to ask Jesus into your life. That's a big decision, but it's a decision that is worth making, I promise you. I made it 24 years ago, and I don't regret it for one second. He's incredible. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. It'll be the best decision you ever make, I promise. Because then you'll be right with God, the Father. Let's look at this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. Do you see that? There Jesus is being that bridge again. God brought us back to himself through his Son. Jesus was that bridge. He spanned the gap. He spanned the gap so we could get to the other side. The other side is God. The other side is heaven. Okay? And let me point out briefly, heaven is where God is. It's not about streets of gold or crystal clear seas. It's about him. Nothing else. He's got to be the one we're running after. All this is God. All this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. There Jesus being that bridge. And God has given us, look at this, God has given us, that's you and me, that's any follower of Jesus Christ, God has given us the task of reconciling people to him. If you call yourself a Jesus follower, if you call yourself a Christian, then we're supposed to worship God with our whole heart, and we're also called and given this task, this ministry of reconciliation, of helping other people enter that same relationship. So in this regard, then guess what? You and I are acting like a bridge as well. We're just a little bridge pointing to the bigger bridge. Does it make sense this morning? We're just saying, hey, we're not the answer, but we know who is, and we want to introduce you to him. It's that simple. We complicate it all so much. It's very, very simple. But Pastor, there's so much in the Bible. I know. There's a whole bunch of pages. There's 66 books. But what this is what it all boils down to is what I'm telling you today. It's what it all boils down to. This is the message that matters so much. Jesus is the bridge. God wants us, you and I, to help reconcile people back to him as well. So let's look at verse 19 also, because that's going to come up again. And then verse 19, he says, for God was in Christ. Praise the Lord. We see that. We see that in the miracles that Jesus did when he walked this earth. We see that in his death and his resurrection. Matter of fact, before Jesus was raised from the dead, there was a Roman centurion that stood there watching going, huh. And after Jesus died, it's recorded in the Bible that this Roman centurion said, wow, this must surely have been the Son of God. Before he ever was raised from the dead, because God was in him. Amen? For God was in Christ. Look at this. Look at this. Reconciling the world to himself. He wanted everybody to come in. I told you earlier that heaven is for everybody. But guess what? Not everybody's going to choose heaven. I can't make your decision for you. Then it would not be your decision. It would have been mine, right? But if I could compel you, if I could persuade you today, it's to take a look at following Christ. If we look at John chapter 3 and verse 16, John writes, for God so loved the world. See, this is for everybody. Heaven's for everybody, but not everybody's going to be there. It's open for everybody. Matter of fact, I said in the first service, I think that there are signs all along the road of life that are pointing to God and pointing to heaven. If your brain goes back to that picture, I think that there's signs all along the way that are pointing us to go to heaven. And some of them have names, like maybe a friend that brought you today. You could be that billboard for somebody else. How cool is that? I don't know about you, but I want somebody to be in heaven because of my life. I just do. Because it matters so much. Eternity's a long, long time. But we don't hardly ever look past our own noses to consider eternity and what the consequences are, do we? Consider eternity. Consider how long that is. Consider where you're going to spend it. Give Christ your heart. He's the bridge. God wants you to be with him in heaven. Matter of fact, he wants you to be in heaven, that he was reconciling the world to himself. And look at the next part of that sentence. No longer counting people's sins against them. What? That blows my mind, because I know that I serve a holy God, a God that is perfect, a God that is pure. He doesn't do wrong. He doesn't cheat people. He doesn't lie. And he doesn't steal. Contrary to popular opinion, he doesn't do those things. Because my God, the God that I serve, is not a liar. He's not a thief. Matter of fact, he said it's the enemy that's the thief. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus came to give us life more abundantly. Look at this. He no longer was counting people's sins against him. But how could this God that's holy and pure, he can't allow sin in his presence. So then if we're sinners, and each one of us is according to Romans chapter 3, what's the answer? The bridge. Jesus. He paid the price for us. When it should have been you and me on the cross, Jesus stepped in and said, I'll pay the debt. I'll pay it. But it's going to hurt. Yeah, I know. I'm taking care of the bill for him. I'm taking care of the bill. And we're left going, standing at the end of the table going, wow. Because he didn't want to hold our sins against us. He doesn't want to hold your sins against you. You know what? There's people around this world, people that I've talked to, maybe even you're one of them, you think that man, I just don't know. The next time I sin, I know that God's going to strike me with a lightning bolt. That's not the way he works. Why? Because of this. He doesn't want to hold your sins against you. He doesn't want to count that against you. Instead, there's a better way. What he wants is for you to turn and begin to walk down the bridge. He wants you to begin a relationship with his son, Jesus. He wants to know you. He wants to live with you. He wants to be with you every day and for all eternity. Heaven was made for all of us. No longer counting people's sins against them. Wow. You see the God's heart there? He says, I'm done with that. I want to know my people. I want to know those I created. And I'm going to make a way so that I can. Their sin can't be in my presence, but I'm making a way. And his name is Jesus, and he's a bridge. He's going to bring the people back to me. Now look at the second line here. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. That's the message that we share with other folks. That's the message that we tell other people. Hey, God doesn't want to hold your sins against you. There's a better way. God invites you to ask for forgiveness, and he will give it to you. And that's a promise. He's going to forgive when you ask. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. That's you and I being a billboard for our friends, our family who don't know him yet. That's us saying, hey, this is the way. Looky here. You need to know Jesus. Go this way. Walk this way. You'll find hope. You'll find peace. It's not all about being happy, because Jesus said the road's difficult, full of pain. Sorry. But the pain, with the pain, we learn and we grow, don't we? We have this message of reconciliation. Hallelujah. I love it. I love God's grace for us. Look at the next verse, verse 20. So we are Christ's ambassadors. You may not know what an ambassador is, but an ambassador is a representative of one kingdom, representing one kingdom to another kingdom or government. We're representing, as Christ's ambassadors, we're representing God's government right here on earth. Isn't that cool? Again, so I'm a billboard. You're a billboard. This way. Hey, this way. Let's go this way. Make sure, yeah, you're going to go down this way. You need to make sure to find that bridge. And that bridge is Jesus. Right? How do you get to heaven? Well, you got to go down the road and then you got to find the bridge. And you just keep walking until you're there. But you have to find the bridge. Not any road will do. There's always a fork in the road at the bridge. You get a choice. Nobody's forced to go down the bridge. But if you do, you have a hope of heaven. You have a hope of eternity with God. Hallelujah. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. You catch that? Those of you who serve Jesus, God is making his appeal through you. Again, there we are being a billboard. There we are being a road sign. There we are. And that might look like a smile. That might look like, hey, remembering your name. It might look like, hey, I wanted you to know I was praying for you today. Hey, it might look like, hey, would you go to church with me today? Or this coming Sunday, would you go to church with me? That's being a representative for Jesus and his kingdom. Because he is a king. Look at this line. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. That's God's heart, that people come back to him. Praise the Lord. Verse 21, for God made Christ, that's Jesus, for God made Christ who never ever sinned to be an offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God through Christ. There he is being that bridge again, making us right with God. Isn't that wonderful? I hope you see it this morning. I hope that makes some sense to you today. And as my wife is coming to the keyboard, I told you what we were going to do. I want to give you the opportunity to get right with God today. If I could ask everybody just to bow your hearts. If you're here this morning and you've not been walking down the bridge, you're trying to find another way, you're trying to find another path. But today, you've been hit square in between the eyes with the gospel. Today, you heard the message that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Today you're at a place where you're ready to surrender your heart to him. Because you know that what I'm saying is true, because you've tried this and you've tried that and none of it seems to work. It all leaves you empty and dry and even broken. But Jesus, his arms are still open wide, ready to receive you. And if that's you today, you say, Pastor, I'd be at a place where I'm ready to surrender my life to Jesus and begin to walk down that narrow path, otherwise known as the bridge. I'm ready to do that today. I want to give Jesus my heart, my life. If that's you, just slip up your hand so I can see it. When I acknowledge it, you can put it down. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to make Jesus the Lord of my life. Ready to give him everything. I recognize that he's the bridge. He's the only way to heaven. Is there anyone? Okay. I want to challenge you, if you're following Christ, be that light. Be that ambassador. Be that representative. So that others can know Jesus because of your life, because of your testimony, because of your witness, because of love that he sees in you, that others see, that because God places that in us. I want to challenge you to do that. I want to challenge you to ask God to help you, ask God to put somebody on your heart, ask God to give you the words to communicate to them truth of the gospel, the truth of Christ. So I'm going to ask our ushers as we get ready to transition to stay in a worshipful mindset. I'm going to ask our ushers to come up. We're going to get ready to partake of communion or the Lord's Supper. As they're coming, I want you to understand that you do not need to be a member of this church to partake. but you certainly must be part of the family of God. And so I want to encourage you, if you do not know Christ, just pass it on. If you do, then they're going to pass the crackers first, and these guys are going to go ahead and pass them out. We do have a few gluten-free crackers, if that is something that you need. And right now, during this time, as they pass this out, if you're not comfortable doing it, you can just let it pass. It's okay. But as they're passing these elements out, I want to encourage you to consider the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. When you get the elements, just hold on to them. We'll take them together. You'll know, because I'll do it at the same time.
Take me.